fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Bonjour, supportive viewers, and welcome. Bonjour means greetings in French, an official language of 28 countries. Thank you for joining us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band, and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Ho Chi Minh, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Changhua Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongcha Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Goshen County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. You can also log on to Supreme Master Television at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, the United Kingdom helps farmers to apply eco-friendly agricultural practices. In sustainable energy news, the power of the wind is to supply up to 30% of Kenya's energy needs by 2012. In youth news, Sumek Mishra from India received a prestigious award for his bravery. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 22, is the Supreme Master Qinghai Day. In 1994, this day was proclaimed by the governors of 6 Midwestern states in the United States at a grand ceremony in Chicago, Illinois, in which Supreme Master Qinghai was presented the World Spiritual Leadership Award. It was in recognition of Supreme Master Qinghai's unconditional assistance to countless people through her charitable deeds and spiritual contributions. The Supreme Master Qinghai Day is now celebrated annually around the globe with joyous activities. On this special occasion, we would like to express our deep gratitude to Supreme Master Qinghai for her love and infinitely precious guidance in these urgent times on our planet. A peaceful and happy Supreme Master Qinghai Day to all. Be sure to tune in for today's special programs in celebration of this auspicious day.
Fly-in News. Live broadcast video conference with Supreme Master Qinghai and former Philippine President in Taipei, Formosa, or Taiwan. The 12th President of the Philippines and Chairman of the Ramos Peace and Development Foundation, Fidel V. Ramos, was celebrated warmly from the time of his arrival at the Taipei Airport to his formal reception at our association's Taipei Center in Formosa. Some of the 50 distinguished guests, also present from the Philippines and Formosa, included MECO, Taiwan's Managing Director and Resident Representative, Antonio I. Basilio, Chairman of the Clark Economic Zone, Rizalino S. Navarro, Executive Director of Ramos Peace and Development Foundation, Fromencio A. Lagustan, Allison Chow, Secretary of Department of East Asia and Pacific Affairs of the Formosan, or Taiwanese, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and Formosa's Director General, Carl Min Koo.
For this special occasion, our association had organized a conference entitled Act Now for a More Peaceful and Safer World, with a discussion about sustainability, an issue that His Excellency Mr. Ramos has championed for more than a decade and a half. Supreme Master Qinghai, who was also invited to join as the guest of honor, was unable to attend in person and conveyed her heartfelt greetings to the former president via video conference, which was broadcast live worldwide on Supreme Master Television. The engaging discussion that followed reflected a shared, genuine concern for the future of all humanity.
Therefore, we all still need to work harder, cooperate more closely, and educate the people of the world about this great danger that threatens all people, all countries, regardless of whether they are rich, poor, big, small, advanced, or least developed. The threat is upon everybody.
The president is right. We must unite together. All the people who care for the planet. And to let the government know that it's time to act. They have to be also awakened. The government should not be too busy submerging themselves in some of the issues which might not be so urgent as saving the planet right now.
Our deep respect and accolades, Your Excellency Fidel V. Ramos, for honoring our association with your noble presence and wise words. May heaven's blessings continue to shine on your charismatic leadership toward a just and sustainable world. We are also grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for contributing her full support so that all beings on earth may have a chance to live in dignity. We pray that governments and co-citizens will unite, as former President Ramos has said, to dare to make a difference.
Please stay tuned for the rebroadcast of this video conference on Words of Wisdom at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Victoria, Australia. The hot winds in early February had pushed the region's already blazing wildfires into an immense dry path, decimating wildlife habitat and human homes for thousands of miles around.
we'd never experienced anything like this. You didn't have time to think. All we wanted to do was survive.
These fires, the worst in Australia's history, claimed a total of 209 lives. Some 10,000 people across the state remain homeless.
That's the garage, was the garage. This is our home here.
Supreme Master Ching Hai had donated $30,000 on February the 8th and expressed concern for the well-being of those affected. Our association's relief team in Victoria, using their own funds for travel, went from one relief centre to the next, fulfilling various requests. It was touching to see how Australian citizens had rallied to support each other with food, clothing and other personal necessities.
The best thing about Australia is we all pull together in a crisis like this.
In the days after the fire, Supreme Master Ching Hai's donation was vital in bringing power generators to survivors in the town of Whittlesea. Vegan pet foods and bowls were sent to the local animal hospital that was helping animal victims of the fire. In the town of Tulangi, our association's relief team was allowed to enter the still smouldering neighbourhoods that were normally accessible only to residents. After speaking with the fire victims, they prepared and bought what was needed next, supplies to rebuild homes.
Oh, lost for words, but thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much.
From the bottom of our hearts.
I lost all of those little Axis screwdrivers, screws, and I couldn't, and leads, electric leads. I couldn't ask for more. Great. Thank you.
Thank you for everybody. And thank, of course, the Supreme Master, Ching Hai.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving care indeed eases the lives of many, as in the case of the disaster afflicted in Australia. We pray for both the human and animals' comfort and swift recovery to their normal and happy lives. May such devastating events as these be eased through humanity's greater benevolence toward all life. Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Tuareg members trade arms for peace. During a ceremony at the Kidal Airport in northern Mali, 500 soldiers and 78 officers from two Tuareg groups agreed to honour the 2006 Algiers Accord and relinquish their weapons. Both the Malian government and the Tuareg groups expressed their appreciation for Algeria's mediation as well as their intention to now work together. Tuareg spokesperson Ahmed Agbibi stated, "We are convinced by peace. We've agreed to lay down our arms based on that. Many thanks, Algerian leaders, for your diplomatic assistance and congratulations, Malian government and Tuareg members, on your renewed commitment to cooperation and unity. We wish you a fresh new start leading to a harmonious and rewarding future."
Spain's King and Queen visit USA. King Juan Carlos and Queen Sofia arrived in Pensacola, Florida, USA, to celebrate the 450th anniversary of the city's first discovery by the Spanish explorer Don Tristan de Luna in 1559. Speaking to the thousands who had gathered to welcome the royal couple, Florida Governor Charlie Crist said, "Though thousands of miles may separate us, centuries of history and culture keep us together forever. Your Majesties, we join in commemorating your nation's rich cultural legacy and shared history with the United States. May you have a safe journey home and that the people of both your nations may prosper in ever more understanding and friendship."
Two Russians and two Italian nuns freed in Africa.
On Thursday, Nigerian security personnel helped rescue two Russian nationals, Sergei Zermotilov and Konstantin Aksimon, who had been detained while working in the Niger Delta region. On the same day, two elderly Italian nuns, sisters Maria Teresa Oliveiro and Caterina Girardo, were freed unharmed in Somalia after being held since November. The Vatican expressed elation at the news of their release. "We too are surely heartened to know of the safety of all four innocent individuals. May they enjoy many welcoming reunions with family and friends."
United Nations sends additional aid to Pakistan. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, or UNHCR, plans to bring blankets, plastic sheets, buckets and other necessities to help about 3,000 families in the northwest part of the country. Over 6,000 families in other regions such as Multan, Nowshera, Swabi, Lower Deer, Upper Deer and Gohar are also being helped. United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, heaven rewards your courageous and dedicated work in helping those in need. May the people in Pakistan be comforted with warm housing, security and peace.
Air passengers save fellow travellers' life during transatlantic flight. When Briton Darren Smith's heart stopped while returning from a vacation in Mexico, a nurse and a former medic used the onboard defibrillator to restart his heart and keep Mr. Smith stable until the plane could be landed in a place where he could receive medical attention. Tests later revealed Mr. Smith had a hidden heart defect. Mr. Smith expressed deep thankfulness to his rescuers, saying, "I feel like I've been given a second chance." God bless, and our gratitude to the quick-acting nurse and medic for safeguarding Mr. Smith's life. Mr. Smith, we wish you a speedy recovery and many warmly appreciated moments with family and friends.
Save our planet. Climate change causing tree loss across continents. A U.S. Geological Survey study of old-growth forests in North America revealed that the rate at which trees are dying has more than doubled over the past few decades. Furthermore, the losses are the same, no matter which species or at what elevation. In the United Kingdom, the National Trust and the Royal Horticultural Society found that the historic horse chestnut tree is facing an increased risk of vanishing as a persistent disease known as bleeding canker, has infected around half of the estimated 500,000 trees in the nation. Trees infected with canker cannot recover and inevitably perish. Our appreciation, U.S. Geological Survey, National Trust, and Royal Horticultural Society for this information about the perilous state of our life-sustaining trees. Let us strive to better ensure their survival through our caring green actions and lifestyles. During a video conference with our association members in Vancouver, Canada, where the warming climate has also been linked to forest destruction, Supreme Master Qinghai explained why simply replacing lost trees is not the ultimate solution.
The only refuge would be the virtues, the noble way of living that we have to adhere to heaven's standard of life. Otherwise, no matter what solution, there will be some other consequence coming. We've been planting trees and we thought Canada is safe because they have a lot of forests, and now the beetles come from nowhere and they're destroying your forest. I'm really at a loss now. Just too much. Everywhere there's something that happened, you know. And we cannot compete with nature forever, except we are listening to her call to live in harmony with all beings, to live and let live, be vegetarian and be green. That's the utmost solution, the most important solution that we must take. And planting trees and all that is secondary.
Save our planet. Soldiers in the Philippines teach organic gardening. The Philippine Army has launched an agricultural project to help less privileged residents in the Negros Oriental province. Soldiers are introducing organic farming to a number of families who are set to move into a government-sponsored housing initiative.
A 5-hectare communal plot will be made available for the residents to plant such organic crops as sweet corn. Our respectful salute, Army personnel and the Philippines, for bringing benefit to your nation's people and land in such a constructive way. We wish vibrant health to all the new organic gardeners from their abundant and nutritious harvests.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption, cured meats and fish, increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat-eating. Heart disease, over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer, over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental, use up to 70% of clean water, pollute most of the water bodies, deforest the lungs of the earth, uses up to 43% of the world's cereal, uses up to 85% of the world's soil, cause world hunger and wars, 80% cause of global warming. Plus more. Some of the costs of milk consumption, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to high incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Save our planet. Guyana and Norway cooperate to reduce deforestation. Guyana's President Barrat Jagdeo and Norwegian Prime Minister Jens Stoltenberg have agreed that their countries will establish a partnership to lessen deforestation and its associated greenhouse gas emissions. Under the agreement, Norway will provide performance-based compensation for Guyana's efforts toward forest preservation, with funds being channeled into helping the nation develop a low-carbon economy. The plan is for this program to become part of a wider mechanism to be included in the post-Kyoto Protocol agreement. Our green accolades, Norway and Guyana, for your work together in halting deforestation. Blessed be all efforts to preserve these beautiful green lungs of our earth for the health and longevity of her co-inhabitants.
Save our planet. As many farmers raise forests to plant biofuel crops, Dr. Holly Hunter of Stanford University in the US warns that current biofuels are likely contributing to global warming.
Save our planet. The US Environmental Protection Agency commends the state of Maryland for its efforts to improve Chesapeake Bay, stating that these endeavors would also assist in mitigating the effect of rising seas.
Save our planet. Climate change causing tree loss across continents. A U.S. Geological Survey study of old-growth forests in North America revealed that the rate at which trees are dying has more than doubled over the past few decades. Furthermore, the losses are the same, no matter which species or at what elevation. In the United Kingdom, the National Trust and the Royal Horticultural Society found that the historic horse chestnut tree is facing an increased risk of vanishing as a persistent disease known as bleeding canker, has infected around half of the estimated 500,000 trees in the nation. Trees infected with canker cannot recover and inevitably perish. Our appreciation, US Geological Survey, National Trust, and Royal Horticultural Society for this information about the perilous state of our life-sustaining trees. Let us strive to better ensure their survival through our caring green actions and lifestyles. During a video conference with our association members in Vancouver, Canada, where the warming climate has also been linked to forest destruction, Supreme Master Qinghai explained why simply replacing lost trees is not the ultimate solution.
The only refuge would be the virtues, the noble way of living that we have to adhere to heaven's standard of life. Otherwise, no matter what solution, there will be some other consequence coming. We've been planting trees and we thought Canada is safe because they have a lot of forests, and now the beetles come from nowhere and they're destroying your forest. I'm really at a loss now. Just too much. Everywhere there's something that happened, you know. Then we cannot compete with nature forever, except we are listening to her call to live in harmony with all beings, to live and let live, be vegetarian and be green. That's it. Utmost solution. The most important solution that we must take. And planting trees and all that is secondary.
Save our planet. Soldiers in the Philippines teach organic gardening. The Philippine Army has launched an agricultural project to help less privileged residents in the Negros Oriental province. Soldiers are introducing organic farming to a number of families who are set to move into a government-sponsored housing initiative.
A 5-hectare communal plot will be made available for the residents to plant such organic crops as sweet corn. Our respectful salute, Army personnel and the Philippines, for bringing benefit to your nation's people and land in such a constructive way. We wish vibrant health to all the new organic gardeners from their abundant and nutritious harvests. Save our planet. Guyana and Norway cooperate to reduce deforestation. Guyana's President Barak Jagdeo and Norwegian Prime Minister Jens Stoltenberg have agreed that their countries will establish a partnership to lessen deforestation and its associated greenhouse gas emissions. Under the agreement, Norway will provide performance-based compensation for Guyana's efforts toward forest preservation, with funds being channeled into helping the nation develop a low-carbon economy. The plan is for this program to become part of a wider mechanism to be included in the post-Kyoto Protocol agreement. Our green accolades, Norway and Guyana, for your work together in halting deforestation. Blessed be all efforts to preserve these beautiful green lungs of our earth for the health and longevity of her co-inhabitants.
Save our planet. As many farmers raise forests to plant biofuel crops, Dr. Holly Hunter of Stanford University in the US warns that current biofuels are likely contributing to global warming.
Save our planet. The US Environmental Protection Agency commends the state of Maryland for its efforts to improve Chesapeake Bay, stating that these endeavors would also assist in mitigating the effect of rising seas.
Hello, thoughtful viewers. I'm Mello the Manatee, a happy vegan. I'm here with a tip on frugal living. Taking your children with you on your shopping trip is a first-hand experience for them to learn how to spend money wisely. You can decide together what you should buy based on your needs, how you use coupons, and how you compare the price with the different brands. It's a fun way for your children to learn about responsible spending. Plus, they will enjoy being part of the decision-making process. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Let's now see what the weather from around the world looks like.
Thank you.
In good governance news, the United Kingdom launches an eco-friendly farming guide. The Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs is offering the Code of Good Agricultural Practice to assist farmers in using methods that are beneficial for the environment. The free document gives advice on safeguarding and improving soil, water and air quality in regards to agriculture. Farming and Environment Minister Jane Kennedy said English farmers do a fantastic job on producing high-quality food and looking after England's historic landscape. This new code will make it simpler and easier for them to interpret legislation and will help them take effective steps to avoid pollution. We tip our hats to you, United Kingdom Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, for helping your farmers support our precious earth. May all enjoy the helpful bounty graciously offered by Mother Nature.
In sustainable energy news, wind power projects set to provide up to 30% of Kenya's electricity needs by 2012. Local firm Turkana Wind Power has been planning the 300 megawatt project in the north of the country for 4 years and expects it to be fully operational by June 2012. The Eco Endeavour calls for more than 350 wind turbines, which would be constructed by Denmark's Vestas Wind Systems AS, each generating 850 kilowatts of power. It is estimated that this implementation of green energy will decrease carbon emissions by 16 million tonnes. Kudos to Turkana Wind Power and Denmark's Vestas Wind Systems AS on your marvellous planned collaboration. May you be blessed with every success in bringing earth-friendly energy to lovely Kenya. Up next on Noteworthy News, a courageous Indian boy receives a Sanjay Chopra Award for his bravery. We'll take a meditative walk around the garden and be right back. More befitting news will be right up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, distinguished news for a brilliant world. In youth news, a 12-year-old is honored with Bravery Award. Sumik Mishra from Uttar Pradesh, India, was given the prestigious Sanjay Chopra Award for 2008. He was recommended for the honor by the Lucknow Police for his courage in defending his mother just outside the family home when two individuals were trying to take her purse. Sumik's father, Mr. Shishir Mishra, said the whole family is proud of what Sumik did. The accolade was presented by the Vice President of India, Sri Mohammed Hamid Ansari. Congratulations, Sumik, on your wonderful award and heroic action. May heaven grace you, your family, and neighborhood with many happy and safe days together.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled The Psychic Sheep.
Two little sheep were standing together in a field. The first one said, "Baa, baa." The second one said, "Ah, you are psychic. You even know what I am going to say."
And now for our viewers' heartline. Many viewers sent in heartlines after watching Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, on how to make Korean pizza. Here are some of the comments.
"I'm impressed. A cooking lesson in all those languages for us vegetarians. The world's getting so veg-friendly."
"How beautiful. I will try it next time when I have leftover rice."
"Very nice idea. Thank you."
"I've got to try this recipe."
Delightful viewers. Indeed, the Korean vegan pizza looks just delicious. Bon appetit and please access any of our yummy cooking shows free of charge. We wish you and your loved ones the many benefits of healthy plant-based meals. With warm regards.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to info@suprememastertv.com or the address on your screen. Thank you for watching this edition of Noteworthy News.
Dieu vous bénisse, that is, God bless in French.
May this shining light of heaven be your guide. We'll see you again soon.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy authorizes an aid package of $736 million to help ease conditions for the people of the French Caribbean island of Guadeloupe.
Following Israel's general elections, President Shimon Peres requests Likud party leader Benjamin Netanyahu to form a unity government over the next 6 weeks.
Cuban Foreign Minister Felipe Perez Roque meets his visiting Irish counterpart Michael Martin for discussions to further relations and cultural cooperation.
During his Journey of Friendship and Cooperation tour, Chinese President Hu Jintao made diplomatic visits to Saudi Arabia, Mali, Senegal, Tanzania and Mauritius.
Ms. Dee Kafari from Great Britain finished sixth in the Vendée Globe Race, becoming the first woman to sail solo around the world.
Russian and Japanese leaders report making progress on a 64-year-old territory matter, each pledging their commitment to amicable resolution.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Secretary of Treasury Timothy Geithner have been named to the Vietnam Education Foundation's, or VEF, Board of Directors.
At the joint Tunisian-Egyptian seminar, Religious Information and Challenges of the Era, experts discuss ways to attain balance and understanding in religious discourse.
Across the southern Philippines, 10,000 Muslims call upon the government and the Moro Islamic Liberation Front to resume peace talks for the highest well-being of people living in the region.
Jordanian King Abdullah welcomes U.S. Senator John Kerry for discussions on resuming the Palestinian-Israeli peace process, viewed as key to regional peace. For more details,
please visit www.supremastertv.com.